attack. A deserved attack, not merely on the Young Russia Party, but on all parties. Not on the old ideas or the new ideas, but on the proneness of the Slav nature to fall prey to a consuming weakness, a moral stagnation, a feverish ennui. The Slav nature that analyzes everything with force and brilliancy, and ends so often by doing nothing. Smoke is the attack, bitter yet sympathetic, of a man who, with growing despair, has watched the weakness of his countrymen, while he loves his country all the more for the bitterness their sins have brought upon it. Smoke is the scourging of a babbling generation, by a man who, grown sick to death of the chatter of reformers and reactionists, is visiting the sins of the fathers on the children with a contempt out of patience for the hereditary vice of the Slav blood. And this time the author cannot be accused of partisanship by any blunderer. A plague on both your houses is his message, equally to the bureaucrats and the revolutionists. And so skillfully does he wield the thong that every lash falls on the back of both parties. An exquisite piece of political satire is Smoke. For this reason alone it would stand unique among novels. The success of Smoke was immediate and great, but the hue and cry that assailed it was even greater. The publication of the book marks the final rupture between Turgenev and the party of Young Russia. The younger generation never forgave him for drawing Gubaryov and Bambayev, Voroshilov and Madame Suanchikov. Types, indeed, in which all revolutionary or